Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, talk to me about something that's very important to me, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Obviously, these are big targets for Republicans in your House, the House of Representatives. Are they going to have their way?
No, they're not, and they should not. The problem with our economy is not Medicare, and the problem is not Social Security. I mean, I just won an election last November against a Tea Party Republican. You remember Nan Hayworth thought we should end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, and I just think that's wrong. We do not need to do that to balance our budget. Right now, healthcare costs are growing at the lowest rate in decades. That's exciting because most of the projections about our problems with healthcare spending are based on assumptions of much steeper growth, which is understandable because we've seen that for the last 20 years. But there are ways we can pull the inefficiencies out of the healthcare system, lower the rate of cost growth, and right now, just the lower rates of healthcare spending growth are going to result in about $700 or $800 billion in less spending in the Medicare program and other federal health care programs over the next 10 years.
So I have two questions. Why is it slowing down, number one? How come? And number two, what exactly would you do to make it even more efficient?
Well, the smart people will tell you that the reason the rate is growing slower is because we are getting smart about moving away from fee-for-service. Instead of just paying for quantity, we're going to pay for quality. And there's a lot of good innovations going on. If you look at the business model of Crystal Run in Orange County, for example, their whole business model is based on integrated care, on getting all your care in one place, on better use of medical records, on smarter use of tests and the number of tests, and getting better outcomes by being in a better, more integrated relationship with the patient. That can result in huge savings and better outcomes. And that's the key. The key is to do in healthcare what we've done with your iPhone, right, to give you more services at lower cost every year with better outcomes. And we can do it, but we've got to get reform into the healthcare system, and that's why there are some good things happening. Now, look, the Republicans, some of them, like the Tea Party guys like Nan Hayworth, say, well, just end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, and we'll cap everybody's benefits, give you a voucher, and, you know, good luck, you're on your own. I think that breaks the promise of Medicare, and I won't do that. And I think that we can be smart about this. But we should not break our promise to seniors on Medicare.
I keep hearing she wants to run against you. If that happens and Medicare becomes the issue, do you think that helps you or hurts you as a contestant?
Look, the voters will decide that. I'm confident to leave it up to them. We did pretty well last fall. The choice is simple. The choice is, do you want to have somebody who wants to, take an approach like Bill Clinton did, with a balanced center of the road approach? Trying to take the best from both the Democratic and Republican ideas on these things, who's working hand in hand with people across the aisle, trying to be thoughtful, trying to be intelligent about this, or do you want to take some hardline ideological approach? I mean, what she wanted to do was end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, defund Planned Parenthood, and give $5 trillion of tax cuts to the very wealthiest Americans who already got them. We can't afford it. That's the Ryan budget, right? That was what she wanted to do. It's what she still wants to do. So I just think that's wrong, and the voters can make up their minds, but I'm going to be clear about what I believe. What I believe is we got to get growth back in this economy. We've got to balance the budget the right way. We've got to start speaking up for working and middle-class people again who've been forgotten in this economy, who are struggling day-to-day to pay the taxes, fill up the gas tank, get their kids to college, pay off the college debt. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road for folks in the Hudson Valley, and that's what I'm working on.
So I want to ask you a question. Medicare, I'm a Medicare recipient. It's important to me. I just recently went to a back surgeon who was going to work on my back, and then all of a sudden he announced, I don't like the Medicare program anymore. I'm not taking it. And apparently a lot of the big boys are not taking Medicare anymore. What can we do about that, if anything?
Well, I haven't heard that, Alan, so I don't know what the specifics are of that situation. But as someone with a bad back, I hear you on that.
I actually hear it's happening a lot now.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the specifics of that. And I think that one of the things my office is doing is we are watching like a hawk the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. I am, I want people to know I am not I am from Missouri on this new health care bill. I think there's a lot of good things in it, but I think we have to watch very carefully the implementation. I'm worried about the impact on folks like you, and if that's part of it, but I don't think it is. But I do hear from small businesses that they're concerned about this. They don't understand it. My office will be a resource for folks on that. And I want people to know that where this law isn't working, we will speak up quick and fast and try to get it fixed. But I do think it is also encouraging that folks are seeing, you know, no discrimination now in healthcare premiums for women. That's very important. It's great that people with pre-existing conditions can get coverage. It's great that there are no lifetime caps. It's great that your kid can stay on your policy if he's under 26. It's great that we're going to close the prescription drug donut hole. So we've got good things and some troubling things going on in healthcare, and I'm going to be there. My office is going to be there for folks in the Hudson Valley as they try to navigate it.
Okay, so Medicare, most people, you know, forget this kind of stuff, but Medicare and Medicaid are very different. Medicaid serves people who are either poor or find themselves in a poverty-like situation. I've always felt that Medicare gets a lot more attention, favorable attention, than Medicaid does because poor people don't always vote the way that people in the middle class vote. Is that your impression?
Yeah, look, I think there's some of that. To be fair, we've also seen a lot of fraud in the Medicaid system. We've seen some problems in the reimbursement rates, and it's a big federal program, and common sense will tell you that there's going to be things wrong and there's going to be waste, and we need to stay on top of that. But when I was in the governor's office, you know, we got a good look at this. I mean, it's a huge input for any state budget. But let me tell you something. One of the most dangerous ideas the Republicans have in the Ryan budget that Nan Hayworth and others supported is block granting Medicaid, which would cap it and return it to the states. And in a state like New York, where we have a very generous Medicaid program and benefit enormously from the federal dollars that match those commitments, we would get really whacked. And so anybody who's got a kid with special needs, anybody who depends on those kind of services. If you go down around to, if you go to Park in Putnam County that helps folks with disabilities, you know, block granting the Medicaid program could really be disastrous for New York. So we've got a the Tea Party thing is still out there and it's still a threat and it could really hurt New York if we don't send it packing.
Now New York spends a fortune on Medicaid because it's a three-way split between the feds, the state, and the counties. Is it too generous a program?
I don't believe it's too generous a program. I think that we're a wealthy country and we can take care of kids with disabilities. I have a sister with a developmental disability. I know what that means in a family that's trying to raise multiple kids, that's trying to pay the bills. You know, we should judge ourselves by how we treat the least fortunate among us. And a family that's struggling with somebody with special needs shouldn't be left alone. We can take care of people who need help. We can do it in a smart way. We can cut the waste and fraud and the nonsense. And we can preserve the Medicare promise for our current seniors and future generations. We've done it before. We should stop acting like these are insurmountable problems. We know what works. In the Clinton administration, I think we got the balance right. We balanced the budget. We created 800,000 jobs in New York, 23 million across the country. We saw the longest period of economic expansion in American history. If we had left those policies in place, the debt today would be zero, not $16 trillion, zero. And we can do that again. We do not need to panic and going after our seniors and our most vulnerable. And as long as I'm in Congress, I'm going to be a voice for protecting Medicare and sticking up for the most vulnerable.
Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat in New York's 18th District. He's in his first term. Sean, when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you some political questions, okay?
No problem. Thanks.